Now and Then, Amen, a Scobie Malone novel by John Cleary, narrated by Sean Grindell. Chapter 1. The murdered nun was found slumped, like an overcome voyeur, on the front veranda of Sydney's classiest brothel. Scobie Malone was at home in Randwick, trying to catch up on the weekend's newspapers when the phone rang. It was answered by Claire, his 12-year-old, who, naturally, at that age, thought all phone calls were for her. "Daddy," she said resentfully, throwing back her long hair like an androgynous pop star when things didn't go as she expected. "It's Sergeant Clements. Don't be long, I'm expecting Darlene to ring me."
"Find a drain and fall down it," said Malone, who hoped she wouldn't.
"You're talking to me, Inspector," said Russ Clements, then laughed.
Clements was a big, untidy man who professed to have a lugubrious view of the world, but who couldn't stop laughing at himself.
"Sorry to spoil your day, Scobie. They've just found a dead nun outside the quality couch."
"I'm not in the mood for bad jokes, Russ. It's a wet Sunday. This'll be better than going to church."
Clements was an agnostic, though, like a good many others, he had arrived at that frame of mind more through laziness than determination. Then he apologized.
"Sorry, you've probably already been."
"Not yet."
Malone was a lip-service Catholic, who, if he missed Sunday Mass, didn't feel he was being singed by the fires of hell. Though he worked in a profession with a high danger factor, he did not expect to die without at least a moment or two for a last-minute deal with the Lord.
"Okay, I'll meet you there in 20 minutes.
Lisa came into the hallway as he hung up the phone.
"You'll meet whom? Where?"
Lisa was Dutch-born and could sometimes be pedantic.